At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And quiet, but some of the road spray starting to happen in some areas with the rain, so just be cautious as you head out and about. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us have a winter weather advisory today for occasional rain mixing in with a little bit of snow this afternoon, 40 degrees. We think rain will become all snow as we head on through the overnight tonight with snow tomorrow, maybe multiple inches with a gusty north breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 40 in Burke, 39 in Silver Spring, 41 at Reagan National. Facebook stock value plunges by $37 billion in a single day. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning to you. We have a really packed show for you. We've got so much. At 7:05, Alan Bokhari will be with us. He is the senior tech reporter for Breitbart to talk about Facebook shenanigans. At 7:15, Chris Shorter, director of D.C. Public Works. 7:35, Loudoun County School Board member Jill Turgan. At 8:05, it's Chuck Thies, D.C. political analyst. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. Wow. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Well, good morning. A lot of news breaking over the last 24 hours. See this, Mike McKay? Joe DiGenova, have you seen his news? The White House hiring Joe DiGenova yesterday. His hands just shot up in the air. Right. Yeah, the White House.
He really didn't know.
Announcing yesterday, here's what we got. The news was breaking yesterday. This is after our interview. So as listeners to this program know, on Mondays we speak to Joe DiGenova. She does legal analysis for us, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he'll talk about all sorts of things. And of late, of course, it's been the Russia investigations that we've been chatting about for months, and who's conducting them, and all about collusion and literally everything else. Joe DiGenova is very good. He's broken down each of the players that have been involved in all of this, sort of what their backgrounds are, what their interests are. He's been long been an opponent of James Comey. He's voiced his displeasure with him many, many, many times. By the way, that puts him on the same page as Hillary Clinton and everyone else who has been upset intermittently with James Comey. He's been consistently upset with James Comey. And we've had Joe on many times. And what we find out yesterday, here's the New York Times piece. It's been edited a bunch of times, but here's where it is now. Trump hires lawyer who has pushed theory the Justice Department framed the president. All right. So it's already starting off on a good foot. It's accusing him of being a conspiracy theorist. Here's the top of it. President Trump hired the longtime Washington lawyer Joseph E. DiGenova on Monday, adding an aggressive voice to his legal team, who has pushed the theory on television and radio that the FBI and Justice Department framed Mr. Trump. Mr. DiGenova, a former United States attorney, is not expected to take a lead role, but he will serve as an outspoken player for the president, as Mr. Trump has increased his attacks on the special counsel, Robert S. Mueller III. Mr. Trump broke over the weekend from the longstanding advice of some of his lawyers that he refrained from directly criticizing Mr. Mueller, a sign of his growing unease with the investigation. All right. So, and then, by the way, this has all been confirmed because Jay Sekulow, one of us who's on the president's team, confirmed it in a statement to the New York Times, saying former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, Joe DiGenova, will be joining our legal team later this week. I have worked with Joe for many years and have full confidence that he will be a great asset in our representation of the president. Now, key to all of this is that Joe has spoken at length on this program. This is the amazing thing. Think about this. If you're a listener to Mornings on the Mall, your familiarity is pretty deep already with Joe DiGenova. You've heard him for some time. The press is catching up. The entire national press corps is catching up at this hour. They're spending a lot of time combing through Mornings on the Mall to figure out what is it that Joe DiGenova thinks about literally everything. Because we saw this yesterday. I saw a ton of coverage yesterday that was going back, listening to our interview with him yesterday morning, wherein he talked about his concerns that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has been all but absent from the major stories lately, to include the fact that Andrew McCabe just got fired. Where was Christopher Wray during all of that? and also during Parkland, where in the FBI, there's all these questions about what the FBI's been up to and whether and how the various failures, including at the FBI level, led up to the shooting in Parkland. Where has Christopher Wray been? That was basically a summary of Joe's concerns yesterday. Well, those concerns finally got an airing on national press yesterday because everyone started replaying the audio from our interview yesterday, and most of whom, by the way, were generous with credit. This is a sticking point for me. This is how it works in press. CNN, to their great credit, WMAL, Mornings on the Mall, Joe DiGenova, all the way through. That's right. CNN did their job. Major Garrett on CBS Evening News, not so much. Well, I don't know what happened. Yesterday on the CBS Evening News, Major Garrett, playing audio from our show, just said on a local Washington radio show, and that was about it. That's the full extent of the credit. Major, if you're listening, I saw that.
We're on to you.
I saw that, buddy. And I was actually stunned. I was like, where's the credit? And there wasn't even an on-screen credit.
Wow.
Anyway, just getting hung up on that. But the point is, Joe DiGenova now a part of the president's team. And you can imagine that the president wants him for any number of reasons. But one of them is that he's just been fierce. He's always been a fighter through all of this. He wasn't even on the president's team at that point. He's been out there and fighting what he thinks has been an unfair shake that Trump has gotten from the Justice Department and from the FBI throughout. And how does this go? Well, we know, we've talked about this, the Trump dossier, the idea that a piece of uncorroborated evidence. An uncorroborated document that was prepared by the Hillary Clinton campaign was used as the basis to get a surveillance warrant on a Trump campaign official. How verified was that document? Carter Page went to Moscow. That's it. That's the one piece of data that we found, which, by the way, was available through press accounts by the time the dossier was even drawn up. So that's the one piece of corroborating evidence that they relied on to say, yep, this is an authentic document. So he's been all over these guys. So now Joe is taking his services directly to the president. He's going to work on their team. He's going to work alongside guys like Jay Sekulow and I guess presumably now defend the president and deal with them as he takes on Bob Mueller and this special counsel investigation. I know that we saw some reports yesterday. The White House has begun turning over some documents in order to limit the framework of Bob Mueller's questioning of the president, should they actually have that sit-down interview of some kind. So this is an important legal moment, and they're bringing in Joe DiGenova to assist them on that.
And Joe has also been a vocal critic of Jeff Sessions as well. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy for Joe, obviously. But I love that the White House is bringing on someone like Joe for all the reasons you discussed. You know, he is a fighter. He has been, he is a critic of a lot of what has been going on and a lot of the people who have been very involved in what's in the Mueller investigation and dealing with it. Like you said, Christopher Wray, Jeff Sessions as well. So this maybe the president's ready to fight. Maybe,
yeah, and I know you value this the fight component here because you've talked about this at length. You think Republicans are constantly rolling over.
Yes.
And not fighting in a tough enough way.
Joe's going to be a warrior.
I do want to mention, remember I mentioned Major Garrett. This is the way the CBS Evening News covered Joe last night in our show. Listen.
He has denounced Special Counsel Robert Mueller in terms very similar to President Trump's. DiGenova also appears frequently on Fox News, but was on a Washington radio station this morning, and he said this about senior Justice Department leaders.
We have a very, very bad situation. It's the worst since Watergate.
All right. Anyway, it goes on.
They used our audio.
How dare you?
How? Major Garrett. You know what? That's it. You're off the Christmas card list this year. That's it. No fruit basket for you.
I shouldn't be laughing about this. I should be more upset. Anyway, I'm going to get worked up into a frenzy here as we fly into traffic because this is my moment to get angry at Major Garrett. But Anyway, Joe DeGeneva hired. By the way, not the first time a Mornings on the Mall regular has gotten hired. Let me talk about that in a moment. There's so much more news on this. 5:15 now.
It's time for WMAL. Traffic and weather, hopefully a better traffic day than yesterday. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
I hope the White House doesn't need a traffic reporter.
Yes.
Because we really would like to keep you, Jamie.
We heard her in the morning. Here we go. 270, much better than yesterday. Yes, we're off to a quiet start, guys, on Frederick the down through to the Capitol Beltway, and the Beltway looks good. Top side, no problems across the Legion Bridge or through Annandale. Now, heading to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Virginia into Maryland. Once you cross the bridge, outer loop near St. Barnabas Road, crash just reported. That's the outer loop side. Inner loop heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Lanes are open, so we'll keep a close watch on that stretch of the Capitol Beltway for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, you ready for this? We have a winter weather advisory in effect from 6 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. this evening. It turns into a winter storm watch that will then be in effect on through Wednesday evening. All right. Today, rain, some snow mixing in the afternoon. Chance of rain 100%. High around 40. It's going to be windy with winds up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain and then snow mixing in. It turns into all snow overnight. Chance of precipitation 90%. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected tonight. Low of 34. Tomorrow, periods of snow, chance of snow 100%. Temperatures are going to hold steady in the mid-30s. Snow accumulation tomorrow between 5 and 8 inches. And currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
DeGeneva, a longtime, pretty prominent Republican, a lawyer here in Washington. It seems that he got the president's attention the best way most people on the outside can, by going on Fox News and talking about various theories. Now, this is exactly what he did back in January. He was talking about a framing that the president was being framed by a rogue group of FBI agents, as well as people at the Department of Justice. Brooke, he said this in one context in January. He said there was a brazen plot to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton if she didn't win the election, and then to frame Donald Trump with a falsely created crime. He went on to say, make no mistake about it, a group of FBI and DOJ people, Department of Justice, were trying to frame Donald Trump of a falsely created crime. So, of course, we don't believe he has anything to back that up, but of course that would be music to the ears of the president, who believes all of this has been a witch hunt. So,
yeah, well, I'll tell you, here's one thing to look at. You've got this special counsel investigation by Bob Mueller, and they have charged people like Mike Flynn with lying to the FBI. Who didn't they charge with lying to the FBI? Well, that would be people like Huma Abedin, who told the FBI that she wasn't aware of Hillary Clinton's private server, and then emails later came out demonstrating that she was aware. So there are history now over the last couple of years is replete with examples wherein Hillary people got away with things with the FBI that Trump people have not. You have Trump campaign officials who were surveilled by the FBI on the basis of what we believe to be very thin evidence. And Joe DeGeneva, who Jeff Zeleny there at CNN was just talking about, has been asking questions about this nonstop, week over week over week, and pointing it out that the discrepancies in the treatment of Hillary people versus Trump people, and has led him to a variety of conclusions that include that there is serious bias going on within our Justice Department that needs to be rooted out, and that he's been saying that. So again, Joe, who we spoke with yesterday morning, has been added to the White House team, and now will be defending the president in an official capacity. Yeah.
He also has gone after Rod Rosenstein a lot. There are several people that he has really called out, and rightfully so, and not just called out and said, oh, that's a bad person. He has called out and given examples of why this person is not doing his or her job. And so it's not just I don't like this person. Joe actually has given reasons as to why this person, for instance, should be removed, or why this person shouldn't be in charge of something. And I think that really resonates with the president, because, as I keep saying, Joe's a fighter. Joe is in the same pugilistic mode as President Trump, so it seems like a very good message match. It seems this is a natural to me.
CNN contributor Garrett Graff talked about Joe DiGenova yesterday and his relationships and who he is in terms of the people that he knows and the circles that he runs in. Listen to this analysis.
These are incredibly small circles in the elite levels of the Justice Department. Joe DiGenova, Bob Mueller go back decades. And DiGenova, I've spoken with him actually extensively in the past about Mueller. He has deep respect for the special counsel and has been a close follower of Bob Mueller's career, you know, ever since they sort of overlapped in that U.S. Attorney's office in the District of Columbia a quarter century ago. So these are two people who know each other very well, have a good sense of each other's strengths, and certainly I think will, even if they go at each other aggressively, understand each other's histories.
Which is great. You know, you want to know your enemy, right? Know the person. If Joe knows him, that's fantastic. You had mentioned Major Garrett not giving any credit to WMAL, right?
Yes, I did.
But in their written piece, they do mention WMAL radio this morning twice. In the written piece.
I see.
The audio, not so
much. Is Stephen Portnoy on that byline? Because I know Stephen Portnoy at CBS did the...
Steve Portnoy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, CBS, Steve Portnoy has been great about crediting us.
He credited us twice in this piece.
See, that's the key. Is to credit the people. Portnoy works here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Portnoy used to work in our newsroom. And he listens to the morning show. Everyone's telling me all of these fun facts about Stephen Portnoy. Hello, Stephen Portnoy.
Hi, Steve.
Anyway,
could you please tell Major Garrett he's off the Christmas card list, by the way?
By the way, it's no wonder Portnoy had the early lead on this. I saw him tweeting about it yesterday. I'm like, well, clearly the guy is listening. I mean, there's very few ways that you could be that early on the specifics of what was happening on Mornings on the Mall. All right, good. Hello, Stephen. We'll be back with you in a second. 522 on WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Unless you believe the fake news or the mainstream media, you know that the U.S. economy is on fire and setting all sorts of records. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as your trusted voice on mortgages and housing, I'd like to inform you what some of this means as unemployment drops, stocks soar, and the new tax plan takes place. For example, with interest no longer deductible on home equity loans and home values rising so much, you should refinance your two loans together into a new first mortgage, making both loans tax deductible. Call us now and get the real news and the absolute lowest rates guaranteed. And Cornerstone First is now proud to offer the Hometown Heroes program, giving teachers, police officers, firefighters, and veterans huge savings when purchasing or refinancing their home. Learn more at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
525, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, we are getting a little busy here on the Beltway. The crash near St. Barnabas Road. Now, fire and rescue units at the scene and just one lane open. So this is for those of you coming out of Virginia into Maryland on the outer loop of the Beltway, St. Barnabas Road. It's going to be one center lane getting by because I see fire trucks on the left and the right with the response and ambulance here. So, again, that's that stretch of the Beltway. Just one lane will get you by. Coming from Maryland and heading to the Wilson Bridge, the flow of the rush hour, your travel lanes are open, and right now you're up at speed, but obviously that's going to cause us some problems here coming across the Wilson Bridge. No problems to report once you're in Virginia, heading through Springfield, Annandale, Tysons. That checks out fine out of Stafford, 95, and to and across the 14th Street Bridge with travel lanes now reported open. I don't have anything reported there. It looks like you're up at speed, so that looks good, and arteries in from the west, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What a weather advisory covers up most of us today. A gusty north, northeasterly breeze, rain mixing with some snow this afternoon, or sleet or freezing rain west and north, 40. Precip becomes all snow overnight tonight, mid-30s. We'll stay in the low to mid-30s tomorrow. Periods of snow, winter storm watch in effect with a north breeze. Snow accumulating about 5 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
Former U.S. attorney is known for pushing theories about the FBI and the Department of Justice conspiring to frame the president before and after the election. What does that tell you, if anything, about the president's frame of mind?
That he seems to be buying into these conspiracy theories or the idea that all of this has been set up just to go get him. And so to the extent that he's hiring folks who have kind of been on the fringe, it says a lot about his state of mind, that it's really in an unhealthy place. And as I mentioned, that for that reason and others, it makes me think that ultimately he will arrange for the firing of Bob Mueller.
Okay. Well, that was Joaquin Castro, Democratic congressman, on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday. Who's pushing theories exactly? Who's responsible for pushing conspiracy theories? The press has filled in the gaps 6 million times since the election. I mean, it's always been, oh, well, Trump is probably colluding with Russia. Let's assume that maybe he was colluding with Russia here. Here's one other thing to remember about Joe DiGenova. For now, the only places you were seeing Joe, realistically, were mornings on the Mall and places like Fox. He'd appear with Tucker Carlson and do interviews there. Donald Trump just injected Joe DiGenova into the media bloodstream. You're going to see him fight on Sunday shows, and they're not going to be ready for him. 528 on WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. 8787 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got some tech news for you. Uber, driverless cars. A lot of people think it's a great idea. Maybe not so much. And also, when you go shopping, would you prefer to deal with a human or a machine, a robot? We'll find out. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. If you woke up hoping for a day off from school, you're a day early. We're not expecting much more than rain today.
You know, as the rain does move in today, we'll see that transition as some colder air gets pulled in. In terms of accumulations on the roadways, most of the disruptions will be held to mainly across northern Maryland and our northern and western zones.
Meteorologist Brandon Fling with the National Weather Service says we should see a lull in precipitation this afternoon before the main event cranks up tonight and lasts through the day tomorrow with several inches of snow now expected. Stay tuned. With the snow holding off, road crews have waited to put down salt, but they have plenty of supplies and budget left to fight the storm.
We have a snow earmark, basically, within our overall maintenance budget.
Ellen Kanalakis is with VDOT.
So whatever we don't end up spending on snow will get reinvested into our potholes, drainage projects, all those kinds of things.
Spokesman Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highway says they're doing well.
So far, we spent about $62 million through March 9th. Our budget for this year is $66 million, so we're right on par right now. So we're in good shape.
Gishler says some of what they've spent this winter was spent on things like snow removal equipment. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Senate intelligence leaders are set to come out with recommendations to protect the nation's election infrastructure from being meddled with by the Russians or any other foreign power. The panel's top Republican, Richard Burr, and top Democrat, Virginia's Mark Warner, will hold a news conference later today. The Me Too movement has driven Harvey Weinstein's former film company into bankruptcy. And as part of its filing, the Weinstein Company has released all victims and witnesses from the non-disclosure agreements that have prevented them from speaking out against the film producer. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,611, the NASDAQ at 7,344. In sports, sponsored by George Washington University Hospital, the Redskins have signed a longtime Cowboy cornerback Orlando Scandrick to a two-year deal. Spring baseball, the Nats lost, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can.
Financing terms through Underbank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
Larry O'Connor here to share with you what could be the easiest way to sell your home. The Reynolds team with Keller Williams is launching their very first 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed program. Call the Reynolds team today to receive an offer on your home within 24 hours. No hassle and no gimmicks. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are making it easy for the D.C. metro market to get their home sold without hassle. And you pick the closing time. The Reynolds team was named the top team in the D.C. metro market by the Wall Street Journal. They sell a home every 24 hours. Don't settle for just any realtor when you can hire the best, with even more great options for you, like the 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. Call them today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Sold, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway crash, Maryland commuters near St. Barnabas Road. So for the outer loop, if you're coming out of Virginia, this is you crossing the Wilson Bridge up ahead past 210, coming up towards St. Barnabas Road. It's two center lanes now that get by. That was just one initially when response got there, but now it looks like two. They're allowing two to get by, but it's a little bit tricky because you have fire trucks on both the left and the far right. On the inner loop side, passing St. Barnabas Road, your travel lanes are open and you're still up at speed, so good trip for you heading toward the Wilson Bridge. No problems reported heading into town here if you're coming off the Beltway, taking Alexandria, Route 1, the George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway, your checkout fine. Let's go on the Chantilly area, Braddock Road east to Gum Spring Road, crash reported. 66 currently, travel lanes look like they're open. Nice, easy speed, steady speed out of Gainesville and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the precipitation rain today, west and north with winter weather advisories in effect. Could be some snow and snow mixing in even across the beltways. We go on through today, 40 degrees with a north-northeasterly breeze. Precip becomes all snow tonight. Periods of snow tomorrow, 5 to 8 inches possible. Winter storm watch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 38 in Manassas, 39 in Bethesda, 41 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, busy morning this morning, Alan Bakari at 7:05 and tech editor for Breitbart News. 7:15, Chris Shorter, director of DC Public Works. First day of spring, but also we're getting some snow. We'll chat with him about that. Jill Turgeon at 7:35 from Loudoun County School Board, as the Loudoun County School Board figures out a way to deal with gun violence. Interesting resolution coming today. 8:05, Chuck Thies, DC's political analyst. We're going to talk about everything going on there. And then Larry Kudlow at 8:35 this morning. That's right, Larry Kudlow, the new chief economic advisor at the White House. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Uber and technologies, they've been testing autonomous cars, so it means driverless cars. And there was an incident in Tempe, Arizona this week where one of their driverless cars struck and killed a woman in Tempe, Arizona. She's 49 years old, Elaine Hertzberg. Now, she was crossing a road. She was outside the crosswalk when the Uber vehicle hit her. Now, it was operating in autonomous mode. It was under the supervision of a human safety driver. So there was someone in the car, the human safety driver, to make sure that the autonomous car doesn't, you know, crash into anything. That's apparently when we presume the role of the human safety driver. She was transferred to a local hospital. She died from her injuries. Now, what I've read about this, it sounds as if she were jaywalking and not doing it well, but we don't know everything. The NTSB is going to investigate. So it almost sounds like one of these things where she walked out and the car hit her, which could have happened to anybody. It could have happened to any of us. If someone just walks out and doesn't see you and walks out in front of you, you could hit them. But we'll find out more about that. So Uber has now said that they're going to pause the test of all of their autonomous vehicles, and they're doing it in Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Toronto, and the greater Phoenix area where they're testing these cars.
But what's the point of the safety driver if not to stop for this moment?
Well, like, maybe you know what he mean? Couldn't. Like, we don't know. Maybe he couldn't. I mean, if someone walks out in front of your car when you're driving, you don't necessarily have time to stop.
So that's the point. So the idea is here that the autonomy of the vehicle, assuming the safety driver was doing his or her job, the autonomy of the vehicle has no bearing on this story.
We don't know.
There was a person in the driver's seat. Right. Their job was to hit the brakes. And that's true in an autonomous vehicle, and that's true in the course of driving a regular vehicle. So this woman would have been hit in either case. Again, assuming that the safety driver, which is what they're calling this, right, was doing their job,
right, was paying attention.
Now, if they weren't, then there's a series of failures here between the car not detecting somebody coming or not stopping in time, and also that driver not doing their job. But I will say, let's assume for a moment that the safety driver was just asleep at the wheel and the car was doing its own thing. It does feel like, and I've seen a couple of people claim this already, that we've moved into the future very quickly, where we're sort of already trusting these vehicles to do these tasks without having quite enough time. I realize we're in the testing phase, but putting them through so many real-world stress tests already feels—it always felt like this was going to happen, that this was an inevitable consequence, that somebody was going to get struck and killed.
Yeah, well, this idea of these vehicles having accidents is not new. It happened with a Google car. It happens with Tesla. Tesla has the autopilot technology, and they have been involved in fatal car crashes. So this is not the first person who has been killed with these cars driving autonomously or on autopilot,
so
literally
first,
autopilot.
This is not the first autonomous death.
No, but this is the first with Uber. But Tesla's had some issues in the past. You know, my car has the automatic braking system where you're driving and all of a sudden it goes dee, 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 boom, and you're like, whoa. But you can turn it off so that it doesn't automatically brake for you. And it has the lane guidance thing. And I have a Honda. I don't have like a fancy car. And it has the lane guidance thing and it'll tell you steering
whether
required.
You're actually in the lines.
Tells you, but, and if you don't, it'll move the car back. If you take your hands off the wheel and you let it go, it will sense the line and it brings your car back
in. Do you
in.
Like that?
No, I don't like it at all.
Do you turn it off?
I have the sensor on.
Yes.
I keep it on. Not the braking sensor. The braking sensor bothers me. I don't like
braking
it
just, sensor.
Yeah, it'll automatically stop. It'll hit the brakes for you if you get too. If you're coming
well,
up,
you're not supposed to rear end people, Mary. You have to stop the car.
Oh darn it! That's the problem.
She's like bumper that's cars. She doesn't hit the brakes. Just runs into the people in front of her.
But the braking sensor comes on in the sense of it'll go do 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 and it'll say brake, you know, in front of me. But I take off the automatic braking thing so that it doesn't automatically make that decision for me. When I'm driving quickly, I don't like that because I do sometimes drive quickly. Oh, look, Robert and Frederick would like to discuss this about the automatic cars, autonomous driving, because a lot of people love this idea. They think this is fantastic. Robert and Frederick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. The automatic car is brilliant. I'd love to sleep on my way to work while driving. But that lady is 100% at fault. It seems to be the common practice of pedestrians to walk right into a roadway or parking lot and not look to see if a vehicle is coming. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not the smartest person on planet Earth, but what I do know is that my 220-pound body will not outdo a 1,500-pound car.
Did you just do that math on a napkin? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yes, you're right. And that autonomous woman apparently needed her own safety driver. You can't be walking in the middle of the road. That's true. But anyway, this is obviously bringing more scrutiny to autonomous vehicles. I would like to be able to do extra stuff, though, on the way to work.
Of course you would. 543 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Wow, am I glad I got a hold of you. I want to share something very special with guys all over. Look, here's the deal. No guy wants to admit it, but let's be honest. We could all use a little help in the bedroom. And if you're like me, a whole lot of help. So I came across this product that is flat out incredible, especially as we start to get a little older. It makes you feel like you're 18 again. It's called Noxetril, and it's this male enhancement pill that's better than anything I've ever taken. No stuffy nose, no headaches, no nothing. And it lasts for hours. And my girlfriend is really excited again. If you want to improve in the bedroom and last a whole lot longer, Noxetril is the real thing. They ship it to you discreetly and it's guaranteed. So there's nothing to lose. You gotta try this. And right now, Noxetril has a special free bottle offer. So call and get yours.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, no change of what's happening with the crash on the Beltway as far as lanes on the outer loop at St. Barnabas Road. It's two center lanes getting by the crash as cleanup continues. So if you're coming out of Virginia, crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, this will be up ahead for you past 210 as you approach St. Barnabas Road. Stay to those two center lanes to get by the accident activity. Inner loop side, heading toward the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, your travel lanes are open. Now, Virginia, Braddock Road, right near Gum Spring Road, that's where a crash reported. Also, if you're coming out of, say, the Warrenton area on 29 going north and toward New Baltimore, crash activity, watching delays quickly form there. Once you get up into Gainesville and up onto 66, 66 looks good. No problems through Manassas. Brief delays starting to form here through the interchanges, or I should say heavy delays starting to form through the interchanges and up to Centerville, but lanes are reported open on 66. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the precipitation, rain today, west and north with winter weather advisors in effect. Could be some snow and snow mixing in even across the beltways. We go on through today, 40 degrees with a north-northeasterly breeze. Precip becomes all snow tonight. Periods of snow tomorrow, 5 to 8 inches possible. Winter storm watch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 rainy degrees at 547 on WMAL.
Remember Eric Holder, the former Attorney General of the United States under President Barack Hussein Obama? He was hanging out at Georgetown University yesterday and did an event. And he started knocking Donald Trump, obviously. Eric Holder going after the President of the United States. But specifically over the firing of Andrew McCabe. Now, there's been sort of a bizarre feature of the coverage over the past weekend of Andrew McCabe's firing. And all of it is Jeff Sessions did this because Trump made him do it. We don't have evidence for it, but it seems pretty likely. Right? You've heard this theme.
Well, yeah.
By the way, we spoke about, I just want to bring this back. Let's bring this back full circle, Seinfeld style, for a moment. Joe DiGenova, who just got hired by the legal team to be on the Trump, President Trump's legal team, is being accused of conspiracy theorizing. This falls into the category of conspiracy theorizing. The press has no evidence that Donald Trump forced the firing of Andrew McCabe on Friday, yet continually hits that drum and has created the impression that Trump did it. Just go and open up Twitter right now, and I'm sure you'll, within 5 seconds, you'll find somebody who's making a similar or related accusation that the president fired Andrew McCabe. All right, Eric Holder goes to Georgetown yesterday. And he says the following. I'm just quoting from the Hill's coverage here. He said the former Obama administration official said that Sessions may have rushed to fire McCabe at Trump's request. The dismissal came just 2 days before McCabe was eligible for his pension, the Hill writes. Quote, it may be that at the end of the day, McCabe's termination is appropriate, Holder said. But you know, you don't rush that component of it to meet a deadline that I think the president essentially set. You're the Attorney General of the United States. You run the damn Justice Department, you know? And you've got to have the guts to look at the president every now and then and now and again and say no, says Eric Holder. Okay. Couple of things. First of all, remember, Andrew McCabe was fired for cause. The Office of Professional Responsibility said that he lied to the FBI and therefore he needs to be fired. Jeff Sessions had the option of whether or not he wanted to overturn that decision on appeal. He decided not to. He said, you know what? I'm not going to overturn that decision. He's fired. Okay. Now, why is it important that he's fired before that pension timeline? Well, part of it is because you don't want the guy to, like, have been found guilty of these things or have a recommended firing, then receive his pension, and then indict him. You can't have those order of events. If an indictment comes down for Andrew McCabe, they're going to be like, wait a second. You knew you were going to indict him, but you let him get to the pension mark? You can't do that. So Jeff Sessions met the deadline. And then Eric Holder suggesting that as attorney general, your job is from time to time to tell the president no. I don't remember attorney general Eric Holder having that conversation. When was Eric Holder telling Barack Obama no? You're overreaching. This is not within your authority. Granting amnesty to illegal immigrants randomly through the stroke of a pen is not within your authority, President Obama. I don't remember that conversation. I don't remember him doing that. But here's Eric Holder yesterday, of course, serving as a critic. And also, one other thing on Eric Holder. Apparently, he's not ruling out a 2020 run.
Oh, please. That would be phenomenal. Is this the same Eric Holder who was held in contempt of Congress over Fast and Furious?
Oh, yeah. The one who...
Is that guy?
The one whose president protected his documents through executive privilege.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. Please, I hope he runs. Would that not be wonderful and amazing? That'd be... This 2020 election is going to be absolutely delicious.
Watch. You say that, and then Eric Holder is going to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah. You could blame me, though.
I will.
You could blame me.
As I often
years.
Do.
It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Okay, quick update on a story from the other day about the Minneapolis high school kid that was assaulted by a mob because he was carrying a Trump flag. At least 8 students attacked him. On the day, students around the country cut class to demand more gun control and to smear the NRA. The few drive-by media outlets that bothered to cover the story reported that the student suffered minor injuries, but we've since learned that in addition to having his flag snatched and his camera vandalized, the victim's arm was broken in 2 places by these peace-loving, anti-gun liberal students. So far, no arrests have been made, which brings me to this. Another student in Hilliard, Ohio, has been suspended over the protest because he chose not to protest. Jacob Shoemaker, a senior at Hilliard Davidson High School, stayed in his classroom instead of joining the protest. He says he didn't want to take sides in this gun control debate. He wanted to remain apolitical. Now, while his teacher and the other students protested, Jacob did his homework. He was then suspended because students can't be left unsupervised. Well, Jacob, you got a suspension. At other American high schools, you could have had your property stolen and vandalized and your limbs broken. You need to count your blessings.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
For more than 3 decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway, slight change at the scene of the crash here near St. Barnabas Road. If you're heading from Virginia into Maryland on the outer loop as you pass 210, it's now going to be three left lanes that they're able to get by. So this is better news. They've stopped traffic and put everything mostly to the right shoulder. They still block the right lane. Again, this will be outer loop after 210 before St. Barnabas Road. A little bit wet, sloppy there too, so take it easy, everyone. Some of that rain comes around the region. No problems to report on that inner loop side. Heading toward the Wilson Bridge, you're still up at speed, so some good news on that stretch. 95 through Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing that volume increasing. Same story on 66 in Manassas toward Centerville. Coming out of Warrenton, going 29 northbound into New Baltimore. Watch crash cleanup continuing there with delays forming. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
But a weather advisory covers up most of us today. A gusty north northeasterly breeze, rain mixing with some snow this afternoon, or sleet or freezing rain west and north. 40. Precip becomes all snow overnight tonight, mid 30s. We'll stay in the low to mid 30s tomorrow. Periods of snow, winter storm watch in effect with a north breeze. Snow accumulating about 5 to 8 inches. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
I listen to you every day,
just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan Now.
Larry O'Connor here, and you know, as conservatives, we like to get to the root of the problem and solve it with logic, common sense, and reason, right? And that's what EMP 180 is all about. They look at your stats, who you are, what you do for a living, your lifestyle and career, and then they tackle your weight issues with a common sense plan through clean, healthy nutrition. But here's the thing. We don't want you to do EMP 180 just to lose weight. No, do it because eating right is the right thing to do. You can reverse your aging by 20 to 30 years. And also, once you're at your ideal empowered weight, you'll have the tools to eat right for the rest of your life. Start treating yourself like someone you are responsible for. Do what I did and visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner. And now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office. On the web at EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including premium brands like Sub-Zero and Wolf. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices, will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
You've got 3 days to save big on appliances at Bray and Scarf's three-day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get bonus rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $600 back. Bray and Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or brayandscarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, Facebook getting a close look. If you thought there weren't enough excuses for why Hillary Clinton lost the election, here's yet another one has developed over the past few days. We will look through it and tell you why the Obama administration got treated very differently than the Trump team did.
And there's a D.C. lawmaker who has an interesting conspiracy theory as to why it's going to snow today. 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The winter's biggest storm is coming just as spring gets underway, but don't expect to see much sticking on the ground today. Much of what falls will be rain or sleet that doesn't stick, but tonight
we'll see precipitation start to overspread the area once again, mostly after midnight, and then we'll see the snow start to fall, and that's going to continue through, looks like, a good portion of the day on Wednesday.
Meteorologist Brandon Fling with the National Weather Service says we could see several inches around town and more, 6 inches or more, perhaps north and west of the city. Maryland lawmakers are set for the stretch run in Annapolis as both chambers sent their final bills to each other for consideration, the House sending the Senate a bill to extend sexual harassment policy to lobbyists in addition to lawmakers, another making it a crime in some cases to display nooses and swastikas in public. In the Senate, lawmakers joined the House in passing a ban on bump stocks. They also approved a $3 billion incentive package to attract Amazon to Montgomery County and passed a bill to ask voters to decide on an amendment to require all state casino profits to be earmarked for public school funding. A celebrity chef who owns about a dozen restaurants in the D.C. area is being sued for sexual harassment.
Chloe Karras says before she was fired last December from one of Mike Isabella's restaurants in Northern Virginia, she was one of the highest-ranking women in his organization, and she was subject to unwelcome touching, sexual advances, sexist insults, and texts. The lawsuit also accuses Isabella and four of his business partners of creating a sexual and hostile work environment and condoning a climate contempt for women. Isabella, who competed on celebrity cooking shows such as Top Chef, is denied the allegations. Sierra Crawford on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been placed in custody as part of an investigation that he received millions of euros in illegal financing from the regime of the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This according to the Associated Press. Investigators had been looking at this case for the past 5 years, stemming from Sarkozy's winning campaign in 2007. Lawmakers in Montgomery are preparing to scrutinize the budget proposed by County Executive Ike Leggett.
The top headline in this budget says Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimers that it funds all of what the County Board of Education wants for the school system.
Providing 100% of the school's operating budget request does necessitate some tougher choices.
He says this is a world of constrained resources right now in the county.
We have needs that are greater than our resources, and that elevates the importance of the decisions that we make.
So he says the council agrees with the county executive there will not be any tax increases in this budget. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Alexandria has a new would-be tourist attraction that you may never get to see. A pair of ships from around 1800 have been discovered at the site of a former warehouse that's being redeveloped into townhouses and condos in Old Town. The find is just 2 blocks from the site of another ship that was uncovered in 2015. The ships are buried underground. It's unclear how or even whether they'll be saved. Archaeologists are figuring that out right now. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,611, the NASDAQ at 73.44. In sports, a longtime Cowboys leaving the dark side. Quarterback Orlando Scandrick signs with the Redskins. Kirk Cousins will start his career as a Viking against the world champs. The NFL season opener has Minnesota playing in Philly against the Eagles. Spring baseball, the Nats lose, the Orioles win. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We're having so much fun with this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-809-7716. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway changed for the better on the crash activity. Update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. On the outer loop, as you pass 210 and approaching St. Barnabas Road, the crash completely cleared out of the travel lanes over to the shoulder now. So quickly, the pace is getting better as you cross the Wilson Bridge from Virginia into Maryland. But it's a little bit wet here. Road spray, take it easy as you pass what's left. Again, on the shoulder at St. Barnabas Road. Inner loop side, you're okay getting to the bridge span. Let's get you into Woodbridge now. For starters, on Interstate 95, the volume Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan 123. That's pretty normal. Route 1, however, picks up a lot of volume, so you might want to use the interstate here. 90.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.